Welcome to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. The show that keeps you updated with what's happening in the world of royalty, from the British royal family through to the aristocracy, and current events from around the royal world.
Hello, and welcome to Right Royal Roundup. I'm Carolyn Cash, and coming up later on today's show, the Tour de France to start in Denmark, Princess Madeleine has written a book, coronation news, Meghan's visit to New York, and an Olympic Games Silver Jubilee, so stay tuned.
Visit Right Royal Roundup on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup. Or you can check out our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.
Crown Prince Frederick addressed the media in French as he announced during a press conference that the Tour de France will begin in Denmark from the 2nd to the 4th of July in 2021. You can see the video on our website with this week's show. Unfortunately, we do not have an English translation available. Denmark will be the 10th country to host the Grand Départ of the world's third biggest sporting race, which runs for about 3 weeks and attracts the best cyclists from around the globe. 22 teams of 9 races wind their way across France and cross over into neighbouring countries during the 20 or so stages, riding for about 3,500 kilometres. Copenhagen will become the official starting point for about 13 kilometres, then the second stage from Roskilde for 190 kilometres to Nyborg, with the third stage from Bailey to Sønderborg for another 170 kilometres around the southern part of Denmark. The Danish capital is said to be the most bicycle-friendly city in the world, as there are more bikes than people. The organisers of the Tour de France have said it is, quote, a natural fit for the biggest cycling race on earth, end of quote. Riders and viewers will see the heart of the Danish capital, the opportunity to discover the island of Zealand, across the 18-kilometre Great Belt Bridge to Nyborg on the island of Funen, and finish on the Jutland Peninsula on the mainland with Danish cyclists competing on their home turf. The Danish Prime Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen has said, according to Google Translation in English, I am both very happy and very proud that the Tour de France is coming to Denmark. Denmark is one of the greatest cycling nations in the world, so to be able to welcome the best bike riders in the world and to host the world's most iconic cycling race is an honour and a privilege. The Danes are more than ready to host one of the greatest sporting events in the world. I really look forward to the summer of 2021.
For any royal information heard on today's show, check us out at rightroyalroundup.com.au.
Princess Madeleine's first book, Stella U Hemleiten, which translates as Stella and the Secret, will be published later this year by one of Sweden's leading children's book publishers in June 2019. Stella and the Secret is about integrity, self-esteem and trust, targeting primary school-aged children and their parents. The book's aim is to give children the strength to stand up for themselves and to know when it is important to speak out when something makes them feel uncomfortable. Princess Madeleine came up with the idea through her work with the World Childhood Foundation, which focuses on children's rights, working to protect children from violence and sexual abuse, and to have a right to a childhood. The World Childhood Foundation will celebrate its 20th anniversary in 2019. She wrote the book in collaboration with Karini Gustafsson-Tassera and author Mari Oskarsson, with illustrations by children's book illustrator Stina Lovqvist. Karini Gustafsson-Tassera has worked with Princess Madeleine for the World Childhood Foundation's Eyes Wide Open campaign, which is aimed at raising awareness of those children who have become victims of trafficking and sexual exploitation. We have managed to translate Princess Madeleine's comments with some help from Google Translate. Princess Madeleine says, for several years we have longed for our book, Stella and the Secret, to become a reality. We hope that the book can contribute to conversations between children and adults about difficult issues, about boundaries, children's rights, and how to handle these situations. Bonnie E. Carlson will publish the book in conjunction with the World Childhood Foundation.
Welcome to Right Royal Roundup with Carol and Cash. Now crossing live to the throne.
Not Buckingham Palace this time, but in Bangkok. King Maha Vajiralongkorn's coronation will be held from Saturday the 4th of May until Monday the 6th of May in Bangkok. On Saturday morning, a ceremonial bathing rite of purification will take place in the Grand Palace. That afternoon, King Maha Vajiralongkorn will be officially announced as the promoter of Buddhism before he will grant an audience with members of the royal family, privy councillors, cabinet ministers and senior government officials. There will be an assumption of residence ceremony. On Sunday, there will be a ceremony marking the inscription of the King's full ceremonial name. The King will grant royal titles to members of the royal family, followed by a royal procession around Ratanoskan Island to receive blessings and well wishes from the general public. Then on Monday the 6th, King Maha Vajiralongkorn will make an appearance on the Grand Palace's eastern side. The King will grant an audience to foreign diplomats in the Chakra Mahaprasad throne room. The ceremony will be broadcasted by the Television Pool of Thailand and the Thai TV Global Network for overseas viewers. According to blogger Richard Barrow, it will be also live streamed on the public relations and various news outlets' Facebook pages. The Grand Palace and the Temple of the Emerald Buddha will be closed from the 4th to the 6th due to the coronation ceremonies. The 4th of May will become an annual public holiday to mark Coronation Day. The last coronation held in Thailand was when King Bhumibol was crowned in 1950.
On Right Royal Roundup, time now for a British royal family update. News and views from Buckingham Palace.
There have been lots of reports about the Duchess of Sussex flying to New York to attend a baby shower held in her honour, hosted by some celebrity friends. This was said to be a personal trip as it was privately funded and it was not listed in the court circular. The Duchess, who was about 7 months pregnant, spent 5 days in America, was said to be catching up with friends before the birth of her baby. According to the Telegraph in Britain, a palace insider said the Duchess had sought medical advice, but she was well enough to keep carrying out official engagements and travel overseas. Meghan arrived on Friday the 15th, doing her best to remain incognito, but a photographer spotted her, according to reports, thanks to her sparkling diamond ring. Meghan caught up with her closest friend Jessica Mulrooney for tea and macarons at La Durée in Soho on Saturday. Friends at the baby shower included former Suits co-stars Abigail Spencer and Sarah Rafferty, a longtime friend from Northwestern University, Lindsay Roth, Benita Litt, whose daughters were flower girls at Meghan's wedding, tennis legend Serena Williams and designer Misha Nonu, who were said to be on the guest list. 5 of the Duchess's closest friends gave interviews to American magazine People, saying Meghan had written to her father, begging him to stop speaking to the media, constantly complaining that she was not speaking to him. Well, it would be difficult for Meghan, as anything she says is likely to be reported in the media by her relatives, often misconstrued and out of context. There is a possibility that her father would share the letter with the media, so no doubt that was something Meghan was probably aware of. Thomas Markle was not happy about his daughter's friend speaking out about this, so he has released parts of Meghan's letter for publication.
On Right Royal Roundup, we now go back in time for some Right Royal regal history.
Last Saturday, on the 16th of February, the Olympic flame was relit at Lillehammer for the 25th anniversary, or the Silver Jubilee, since the Winter Olympics were held in Norway. Cheering children and the Olympic mascots, Kristen and Håkon, gave a rousing welcome as King Harald and Queen Sonja arrived at the Sondre Park on Saturday, the 16th of February. The mascots each gave King Harald and Queen Sonja a gift to mark this special occasion. Lots of fun winter activities were organised for the children, including ice skating, biathlon, toboggan runs and jumps in the park. King Harald and Queen Sonja watched some of the children participating in these activities and met up with gold medal winners from both the Olympics and the Paralympic Games in 1994. Queen Sonja was reunited with many of the women who participated in the Kering Sleppet during the opening ceremony. Festivities also included a lunch at the Lillehammer Museum, a folk party and the reenactment of Lighting the Cauldron. Crown Prince Håkon had the honours 25 years ago, so this time Stine Lise Hattestad, a gold medal winner in the freestyle skiing, did the honours as he was carrying out an official engagement. The royal couple also attended a prize-giving ceremony which ended with fireworks. That's all we have for this week. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to your company again next week.
You've been listening to Right Royal Roundup with Carol and Cash. Tune in next week for more of the latest royal news from around the world. And don't forget to like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup, or visit our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.